If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Morning, everybody. I need to start out by apologizing to the 50 people that watched the video I put up last night, and the people that listened to the podcast. I'm not gonna put that on. Last night I messed up, I'll admit it. For context, anyone that didn't see it last night, I kind of went off. I was a little frustrated. I used some anger to get points across that I really would like to get across, but I got it across in the wrong way. I'm not making excuses. I had just seen my sister in the hospital and it got under my skin, and I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. So I'll be the first to admit I make big old mistakes. So what I really wanted to get at last night was my sister. She, classic Rye guy. He's always first viewer, the first and only viewer. My sister ended up being admitted in the hospital again last night. This has been an interesting month for her. And what I was really thinking about is how a lot of us don't get to experience what it's like to go through illnesses, go through loss. We don't get to experience it until it's almost too late. And I really wanted to get, or hope, I don't know, I hope all of you can live every day in a way that if you did experience loss tomorrow, or you did experience getting sick tomorrow, or you did experience a large setback, that you can be very proud of where you're at in your life. You can, in a sense, I mean, you don't need to boast, but you can boast about what you've accomplished. I think all of us have a very, very unique opportunity to live life to the fullest. I think all of us, if you have a phone, you have a computer, you live in a house, you're more blessed than a third of the world that's still looking to get water. So I don't know how to get that message across. I don't know how to better mentor the individuals that I mentor. I don't know how to explain what I do. And now, to make it about me, the reason why I went off last night is because, and once again, context wise, I just got mad at people for not living life to the fullest and giving more effort. But the reason it really bothered me is because I do have a lot of people, not a lot, some people come up to me and ask, how do you do what you do? How can I do that? And I explain that really all it is effort. And the reason I get so frustrated when people don't give effort is because that's the only way I'm accustomed to doing things.
and I become blind to the idea that there are other ways to become successful. There are other ways to pursue your passions. But I become very self-centered and self-serving in the way that I pursue my own. So if you did want to start building a company someday, if you did want to pursue your passion as a side hobby, my personal advice from what I've done is all it takes is hard work. And I believe whether you want to put in the hard work or you want to use some other route to accomplish what makes you happy in life, you should do it today. Because life is way too short. I mean, I could be driving right now. This is depressing, but I could be driving right now and a bus could come over the center line and I could die. It's reality for all of us. But I could feel good about that. I mean, not super good, but I would be content in the sense that I know for me personally, I give it my all every day to accomplish what I want to accomplish in life. So I just hope if any of you guys aren't pursuing what you're currently passionate about, if any of you guys aren't working as hard as you'd like to be working to accomplish your daily, weekly, monthly goals, make today be that first day. Let today be the day that you're willing to take advice from others, you're willing to take criticism, and you're willing to learn from that. And most importantly, this is going to go to your personal life. If there are any barriers or walls that you've put up between any of your family, your friend, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband, tear down those walls today. Because today, it could be the last. And you never want that day to really end as a disappointment. So I'm sorry again for last night's spiel there. I freaked out and got angry at individuals for no good reason. And I'll work on the way I display my message. Because I genuinely want each of you to succeed and do what you love to do on a daily basis. So I need to work on fine-tuning my message in a way that you will actually listen. So have a wonderful day. Try your best in whatever way you want to, but ultimately just try to be happy. Bye, guys.